Game changer, Lee. One of the most stunning things I've ever read. And I saw this a few days ago, and I assumed it couldn't be true, so I just kind of didn't think much about it. It seems so fantastical. This account of one Venezuelan soldier of how we got Maduro.
Yep.
If this is all true, this is going to completely change geopolitical politics.
Mm-hmm. It should.
It's going to move it forward at warp speed in ways we don't even know yet. That's how big of a deal that this is. Okay, so picture this. 300 soldiers, Cuban intelligence, guarding Maduro. He feels very safe. He's behind, you know, layers of protection in addition to the soldiers. America, if we try to come get him, we're not going to get him without massive, you know, fairly large casualty numbers on our side as well, right? Like, at least enough that the mainstream media will be able to scream that Trump, you know, should have left Maduro alone. Maduro feels comfortable enough. He's going to bed. And then all hell breaks loose, but not in a way anybody ever expected or has ever seen before in human history.
Mm-hmm.
In a jaw-dropping interview, the guard described how American forces wiped out hundreds of fighters without losing a single soldier using, quote, technology unlike anything he has ever seen or heard. We were on guard, but suddenly all our radar systems shut down without any explanation, the guard said. The next thing we saw were drones, a lot of drones, flying over our positions. We didn't know how to react, but here's where it gets weird, okay? Moments later, a handful, just a handful of helicopters appeared. Barely eight, by his count, deploying what he estimated were just 20 troops into the area controlled by 300 heavily armed soldiers. But those few men, he said, came armed with something far more powerful than guns. They were technologically very advanced, the guard recalled. They didn't look like anything we've fought against before. What ensued, he said, was not a battle, but a slaughter. We were hundreds, but we had no chance, he said. They were shooting with such precision and speed, it felt like each soldier was firing 300 rounds a minute. Then came the weapon that still haunts him. At one point, they launched something. I don't know how to describe it, he said. It was like a very intense sound wave. Suddenly, I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. The effects were immediate and horrific. We all started bleeding from the nose, he said. Some were vomiting blood. We fell to the ground, unable to move. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon, or whatever it was. But the soldiers, the 20 against 300, the U.S. soldiers, as he described them, sure they were special forces, seemed unaffected by the weapon. The White House did not immediately respond to a question regarding this, but then you saw over the weekend, Lee, Caroline Leavitt.
Yes, she said, told everybody to watch it.
Yes, and this is when I went, whoa, she reposted this, basically, essentially admitting it was true.
Or at least wanting people to believe it is.
Yeah.
There's a psyop thing to this. But listen, I don't doubt this for a second, because the sonic weapon thing, that's been talked about and theorized for decades and has actually been employed in a few areas before, but not on this level and not at – and it could be just they you know, turn the volume up on it, and it, that's the eventual thing is you start bleeding from certain orifices.
Here's what Trump said in an interview with Bob Woodward earlier this year, and it got a fair amount of attention at the time.
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
Okay, here's the part that's interesting. The first line, I have built a weapon system. So Biden didn't have this.
I have built a weapon system that nobody's ever had in this country before. We have stuff that you haven't even seen or heard about. We have stuff that Putin and Xi have never heard about before.
The outmatched defenders, 300 of them, were helpless against the small U.S. unit that wiped them all out, leaving more than 100 dead. Those 20 men, without a single casualty, killed hundreds of us, he claims. So he's saying hundreds. The number we're using is 100. That's his story. We had no way to compete with their technology, with their weapons. I swear I've never seen anything like it. Now, the New York Post writes, Lee, the military has had directed energy weapons, which neutralize targets using focused energy, such as microwaves or laser beams, for years. Yep. But this could be the first time it's been used in combat by the U.S., an ex-U.S. intelligence source told the Post. China reportedly used a microwave weapon in 2020 against Indian soldiers during a border dispute. So, And the Trump administration clearly wanted this version of the story to be the version of the story over the weekend.
Right.
And lo and behold, Trump reporting early this morning, that the mullahs are now calling the White House. They want to talk. Trump doesn't seem really predisposed to humor them, although being Trump, he's always looking to make a deal.
Absolutely.
These are violent. If you call them leaders, I don't know if they're leaders or just they rule through violence. But we're looking at it very seriously. The military is looking at it. And we're looking at some very strong options. We'll make a determination. Iran wants to negotiate, yes. We may meet with them. I mean, it's, a meeting is being set up. But we may have to act because of what's happening before the meeting. But a meeting is being set up. Iran called. They want to negotiate.
But then again, he may, quote, hit them at levels they have never seen before.
Well, if they do that, we'll consider things targets they wouldn't believe. If they do that, we will hit them at levels that they've never been hit before. They won't even believe it. I have options that are so strong. So, I mean, if they did that, it'll be met with a very, very powerful force.
And I hope you could hear that. I'm sorry that quality
of the... No, it was good.
Okay. So we're having some audio quality problems, like volume problems. But anyway... and Claudia Tenney, analyst for Fox News, was on this morning saying, look, Iran seeing what just happened to Maduro is a game changer. It's also a game changer in Cuba.
For the regime to know that the American administration is meeting all of the senior people, all the people, I might add, who planned the Maduro operation, are getting together and discussing these options, that's a big warning to them that they should stop this crackdown. They should start to look at liberalization, ways that they can give the Iranian people their freedom, give them a voice in their government, or else something much stronger is coming.
Yeah. Look. Here's where I am this morning if I'm a Mueller, right? I've killed, 500 reportedly over the weekend. That's, I put the photos out of the people in body bags.
That's on the low side, in my opinion, but anyway.
Here's the difference between Maduro and Trump and the Mullahs right now. Maduro is a really bad dude who did not try to kill Trump. The Mullahs have tried to kill Trump.
Yes, repeatedly.
They've sent assassination teams, three of them. So Trump understands something here, okay? And I understand it too. And the people on our side who are like, we shouldn't have foreign conflict, they came to our soil, damn it, and tried to kill our president. As recently as last year, they put another death sentence on him. The third, by the way. This is not just they're in the parliament chanting death to America and that's their free speech rights, you idiot libertarians. They came here and tried to kill us. Look, Lee, bottom line, the Mullahs either got to leave or Trump has to kill them. Because if he does not, no Republican presidential candidate going forward will be able to campaign without risk of death from the Mullahs. And we've got, again, two of the assassins that are in federal prison right now. They tried not only to kill Trump, but his entire team, including Pompeo and John Bolton. And let me tell you what, I don't like John Bolton. I'm going to put John Bolton in prison, but I will kill you if you try to kill him because he's an American and you have no right to do that on our soil. I can't stand the guy. So, their history is as soon as Democrats get in office, we're coming for you. We will kill you on your own soil. We as a party, okay, going forward, cannot have to campaign from a bunker because the Mullahs are still in place and the Democrats, wink, wink, nod, nod, are fine with the assassination attempts. That's got to end. And again, when I say the Democrats are fine with the assassination attempts, maybe like them. Look, when you are, as a Democrat, accepting Iranian funding for your street protests, when weeks after we know another Iranian assassin was sent here to kill Trump and or his team, you roll out the red carpet for the president of Iran, as the Democrats did in the most, one of the most jaw-dropping episodes of U.S. history I've ever seen. They have to die. They do. I don't like it. They started it. We need to, as Republicans, be able to campaign without fear the Iranians will kill us. By the way, they've put no fatwas on Democrats, no death sentences on Joe Biden. They've never tried to kill the Democrats. At this point, they might as well be killing for the Democrats.
So they're not equal opportunity assassins, are they?
No, they're not. And so I don't want to hear from you libertarians today. Text another show. Find another stupid show. Go put a comment on stupid Tucker Carlson's Twitter feed. Don't waste my time. They struck first. They struck on our soil. They tried to kill members of the Trump regime. And look, I don't, Pompeo, I don't like him either. But if you try to kill him, again, I will shove a missile so far down your throat. You don't kill Americans, period. I don't care if they're in or out of style. They started this. The founders would be asking, why are they still alive? And I hope they're not for much longer. And what's interesting here, Lee, I think this is why the Mueller's called this weekend to Trump. They were thinking, wow, I could go, we can flee to Russia for protection.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure Trump can't get you there with this. I'm not sure about any of that anymore. This is such a game changer. This is truly a historic weekend and a historic moment on the show. And I don't think Iran's going to be around with the current leadership much longer. Trump unleashes a weapon of some kind. A weapon the world's never seen before. It's how we were able to go in during the Maduro raid. You should read. This is truly American history. This is an historic moment. This is going to change everything. Read this New York Post article about it. It's unbelievable. U.S. used very powerful mystery weapon that brought Venezuelan soldiers to their knees during Maduro raid. They're sitting around, 300 of them are guarding Maduro. Maduro's behind several walls. They're confident that we can't get to them without, you know, fairly large loss of life on our side. But in a jaw-dropping interview, as I said in the last segment, the guard described how American forces wiped out hundreds of fighters without losing a single soldier using technology unlike anything it had ever seen or heard before. Their radar systems went down, the drones showed up. They expected a massive invasionary force, but there wasn't. It's honestly what made it so terrifying. Just 8 helicopters. 20 men got off those copters. That's it. They were technologically very advanced, like nothing we'd fought against before. We were hundreds, but we had no chance. They were shooting with such precision and speed, it felt like each soldier was firing 300 rounds per minute, and then came the weapon that still haunts him. At one point, they launched something. I don't know how to describe it. He said it was very like an intense sound wave. And suddenly I felt like my head was exploding from the inside. The effects were immediate and horrific. Bleeding from the mouth, bleeding from the nose, vomiting blood. We fell to the ground, unable to move. We couldn't even stand up after that sonic weapon or whatever it was. Caroline Levitt shared the post and captioned it, "Stop what you were doing and read this." Caroline Levitt is, of course, Trump's spokesperson. Indicating the administration was verifying, yeah, this happened. It is unclear what the mystery weapon is, the New York Post writes. Those 20 men, without a single casualty, killed hundreds of us, the Venezuelan soldier claimed. We had no idea how to compete with their technology, with their weapons. I swear, I've never seen anything like it. Yeah. Now, here's what's going on. Watch this geopolitically, because the whole world's about to be turned upside down. Notice what Trump did going into the weekend, knowing he has this, knowing word of this is spreading throughout Latin America. He says to the cartels, "You're next. We're going to strike you with what? Maybe something like we used in Venezuela." You know what this means? You had a very bad weekend, okay? If you are a cartel leader, because here you are down in your bunker. You've got better weapons than the Mexican military. You feel safe until now. You'll never feel safe again. Neither will the mullahs, who in a panic called the White House this weekend. And Trump is also now threatening Cuba. Might as well knock it over. I mean, why would we tolerate Cuba if we have this kind of weapon? Here's what the Maduro soldier loyalist said, quote, "I'm sending a warning." This is New York Post. "I'm sending a warning," and this is a guy again who saw this weapon used, 20 men against hundreds. He said it was a slaughter. We could do nothing. They didn't have so much as a scratch. "I'm sending a warning to anyone who thinks they can fight the United States," he said. "They have no idea what the United States is capable of. After what I saw, I never want to be on the other side of that again. They're not to be messed with." The guard said the raid has already sent shockwaves across Latin America, especially after President Donald Trump warned that Mexico is now on the list. "Everyone is talking about this," he said. "No one wants to go through what we went through. What happened here is going to change a lot of things, not just in Venezuela, but throughout the region." So what are we seeing here? The Uniparty Profit Center was always built around endless war and the rebuilding, a nation building. Their friends got rich and then turned the money back into their political accounts. Trump likes to go small footprint, very small footprint. He does not like to risk troops. He will, but he doesn't want massive invasions where everyone gets rich off the rat lines and gets excited when someone gets injured because so much money is to be made medevacking them. And our troops are just, you know, to be churned in and out, bodies useless. This is game changing stuff. Oh, we could see by like the end of February, no more Cuban communist leadership, no more mullahs in Iran trying to kill Republicans. And you know what? This explains perfectly. The media's been trying to understand. Well, no way, you don't have Venezuela under control. You didn't go in there and spend $3 trillion and knock them over. No, we don't. Well, you can't possibly be telling them what to do. Oh, you could if you have a weapon like this. No wonder they're like, here, have the oil. How much would you like? This is incredible. You know, and I saw this and it gave me chills. And I was very proud of my country. And then my mind started churning, like yours probably is right now hearing about this. I was excited. And then I remembered, wait, if the Democrats ever get the power again, they'll have this weapon. The Democrats who've shared so much of our technology going back to Bill Clinton illegally, by the way, with the Chinese. And that terrified me. The idea of Democrats having this weapon. Democrats, folks, who remember how they talk. This is Representative Jim Hines just 2 months ago telling us we better stop killing their cartel drug running friends with those strikes or AOC might kill someone. Who? You tell me who he's talking about here.
The American public needs to really think that through. You know, there will be a Democratic president someday. And all my MAGA friends who are, you know, cheering on these illegal killings need to imagine who gets killed when President Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says that it doesn't matter what the law says. She's going to do what she's going to do. So, look, I work here. So I understand the complete abnegation of principle and a complete thumbing of the nose.
So he's a Democrat. Imagine who AOC will kill. You know exactly who he's talking about. Us. They've called us domestic terrorists for a long time. Them having that weapon, I see this weapon gets used against us so fast, your head spins. If they ever get power again. And then I was terrified. I was as afraid of as any cartel member in a bunker or any Iranian mullah who now realizes, damn, I could flee to Russia, but there's nowhere on this earth I can hide. It's a good thing for now while power is in good hands. But what it'll look like when power is not anymore, I don't know. I don't know at all. A truly bizarre incident this weekend. It's 2 a.m. on Sunday. Police officer ambushed at the Greenville County Law Enforcement Center. Just seated in his patrol vehicle. 42-year-old, we now know who, David William Lane, walks up to the patrol vehicle and shoots him multiple times. He was taken to Greenville Memorial Hospital for his injuries. The officer since been released. He's recovering at home with his family. Yeah. Ambush locally. And look, I'm sure there'll be more information out on this. This is a very weird situation. The officer involved shooting happened near the intersection of Independence Boulevard and Ponders Ray Lane. About 3 a.m. Sunday, they took out the guy who ambushed him. He's dead. So they got him fast. I mean, they got him within an hour and 10 minutes. Now, normally by this point, if there was a political angle here, we'd have some indication of that. You know, officers being hunted or, yeah. Sled's coming in to investigate. I don't know. It's interesting. The strangest statement of all, though, involved in this thing is this line. As reported by Fox Carolina, several other news outlets had it too. The sheriff's office reported additional information will be released on February 25th. February 25th? Following a critical incident community briefing. The Office of Professional Standards is on scene to ensure proper protocol was followed with, you know, the exchange of gunfire. So we'll keep our eye on it. I would tend to think if there was a political angle here to this ambush shooting, there'd be some indication of that by now. But we'll see. Very strange, strange incident. We'll see what it all means. One of the things I'm looking to know, too, is did this officer have any previous interaction with the person who shot him? Is there a domestic angle here or is there a personal angle here or is this random? I think that's what everyone wants to know. So far, there haven't been any indications that it was random. But we'll see. We'll see what's behind it. Very curious. We're going to keep our eye on it. Of course, keep it tuned right here to this station and we'll have all the latest. Okay. Over the weekend, folks, Democrats are trying their level best to whip their sheeple into a violent frenzy, reminiscent of the summer of love. And they're not really having an easy time of it. It's not, they are, what they need at this point, the way they did the summer of love, was they had the core of paid protesters go out there, froth at the mouth, but then they got a lot of other Democrat sheeple, tens of thousands of them across the country, to rise up and do $2 billion worth of damage. That's the insurance industry, not me. Yes, we have 1,000 people walking through Minneapolis. Yes, we have the same incredibly evil tactics by the Democrats. And I mean, man, you want to see, folks, watching what's going on in Minneapolis, can you imagine what it would be like to live under a one-party system run by these people? You defend yourself from one of their thugs who's trying to kill you, and they will destroy you. That's where we are. Democrats using their supporters as violent weapons. Folks, you know what this is? Do you remember that couple in St. Louis? The violent Democrat mob, they lived in a gated community, mansions. The violent Democrat mob tore the gate down. Remember that? And in that community, they own the roads. Normally, a violent Democrat mob could walk on the roads and protest, but they can't menace people. You couldn't do that in their neighborhood because they actually own the roads, not the city. And so they broke down the gate, came through, were terrifying the residents. Do you remember that couple pointed the gun at them? Rightfully so. They were trespassing, the protesters. That couple was prosecuted, convicted for defending themselves. You do not question an angry liberal. They have a right to hurt you, kill you, burn your property, do whatever you want. You have no right to self-defense. That is the proposition that they are trying to instill in the American people in Minneapolis, and they're failing. They're failing. We're going to go into all of that. Folks, over the weekend, the entire narrative collapsed thanks to X. So that's part of the reason they're failing. This incredible video released that destroys the Democrat narrative. You see Rachel Good, and this is in the hours before the shooting. She's following the agents. She's taunting them. She looks like a lunatic. She's repeatedly pulling her car up and blocking. And what she's doing, they're trying to do a raid. They're trying to pick up violent criminal illegals. And she's trying to warn the illegals that they're coming to give them a chance to flee by laying on her horn. And I've got the video up on my X feeds. You could see the absolute derangement of this woman. She is not sympathetic. She's dancing as she's pounding on the horn. She's got her car across the road to block the ICE operation. You know what you're looking at here, folks? You're looking at a person driven mad to insanity. Maybe a person who was fairly stable before by fake news, by the fake reality that so many lies create. She is driven to insanity and to violence herself. So, and you know what is amazing watching this, as far as busting up their narrative? Like, she was just, you know, a protester, just an observer, and then she was just shot because they're really mean. ICE is really mean. You know what this shows? The ICE agents ignored her all morning. She acted like an absolute loon. She broke law after law after law after law. You can see her blocking a road in this video. She's not just blocking ICE and their vehicles. She's blocking people trying to use the road. She feels so privileged as a liberal that if you just want to get to work, she doesn't care. You can't just block the road. I can't just say I'm going to block the road because I'm mad, but she thinks she should be able to. No response from the Minneapolis PD. None. They let her terrorize ICE. And what happened next was inevitable. We got all that coming up. Democrats trying desperately with lies to whip their sheeple into a frenzy of violence. They want to normalize the idea of violence. And folks, the mask is totally off. Did you hear this yesterday or Friday? The thousands of protesters in New York, you could see it on X, I retweeted it. This is a huge crowd chanting, Kristi Noem, head of Department of Homeland Security under Trump, will hang. Kristi Noem will hang and to kill ICE agents. Fuck, there's nothing like this on our side. Listen. Save a life, kill an ICE. There are thousands of people. You could see in the video, there are a lot more people than it sounds like even in that clip. But who turned them out? China and the Democrat Socialists of America, it turns out. China and a Chinese-linked billionaire linked to the Chinese Communist Party. And an incredible investigative piece this morning in Just the News, John Solomon, former reporter for The Hill. Just the News is his new operation. The Democrat Socialists of America, that's New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani is a member, so is AOC. And hey, listen to this. Chinese Communist Party-linked activist network are leading a two-front resistance effort against President Donald Trump with street protest seeking to blend the efforts of opposing ICE with the efforts to oppose the arrest of Venezuelan strongman Nicolas Maduro. And right there, you see the access of evil. Remember Donald Trump. Remember George Bush said that access of evil? Yeah, we got a new access of evil. It's China, Democrats, the Democrat Socialists of America in the streets. And this is what Chinese money buys with leftists, paid leftists on our streets. Demands that Kristi Noem be hung. This is not a good political look, y'all. I mean, it can't be. That's China money right there. Chinese money. That's why what that buys in the streets as they double and triple down on their investment in the Democrats. Folks, this is what I don't even know how this is legal.